Chapter 19. Prosecutor Prime Drusus Unbound. It's like dropping into the sun. As I plunge into the Lord Relictor's storm, his howl of pain rings out and I pound my wings faster. I order the rest of the retinue clear, sending them back towards the brass skull. Some of them falter, unwilling to desert me and unnerved by Boreas's cries. Lord Tylus ordered us to wait for him at the realm gate. Do as your Lord Celestant commands or risk his wrath. Reluctantly, they swoop and sail back through the clouds. I turn back to the lights below. This is it. I can feel it clearly. This is my chance to erase the past. I fold my wings and dive with greater speed than I have yet attempted. The descent is dizzying and exhilarating, but the light burns into me like acid. I have seconds at most. The ground rushes towards me, but it's impossible to see anything clearly. The world is a maelstrom of white celestial heat. I realize too late how low I am, and only pound my wings seconds before crashing into the rocky earth. Agony jolts through me, and I roll, howling through the blaze. The incredible heat drives me back to my feet, and I see Boreas lying with his hand outstretched towards the center of the lightning. His armor is warped out of shape, and he's struggling to move. I stagger to his side and lift his head. Blood pours from the eye sockets of his mask, but he manages to speak.
Tylus,
he grunts through shredded vocal cords. The heat is beyond anything I have experienced, and I topple away from him, unable to breathe. I reach out, and my hand locks around a ball of agony. I see that I've plunged my fist into the magma. I draw back my ruined limb and realize a new wall of lava has sheared up from the ground, separating me from Boreas. I'm so close to death that it fills me with rage. I cannot die until Boreas is safe. I throw myself through the curtain of lava, grab Boreas, and fly with a fury I have never braved before. As the lava eats into me, I soar upwards, surrounded by a spinning halo of light. The pain grows, and I realize my armor is collapsing. I beat my wings harder, holding Boreas as tightly as I can. I'm flying so fast that I can't breathe. This is no mortal strength I can feel in my wings. This is the strength of a god. The lightning falls away, the smoke fades, and soon all that lies ahead of me is the night. My armor peels away, and my skin runs like water. Slowly, my insides boil and break apart. I die as I land, letting out a final roar, not of pain, but of victory. Boreas is safe. We will not fail. It is not my flesh, but my past that I can feel burning away, my madness that's dripping from my limbs. Finally, I am worthy of my name. Finally, I am Drusus Unbound. As Boreas leans over me, reciting the oath of passing, I see the God King waiting for me in the blaze. He raises his hammer as he welcomes me home.